are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we are talking about Nedra Tawab's book. And I'm so sorry if I'm saying the name wrong, but it is Set Boundaries, Find Peace, A Guide to Reclaiming Yourself. And she is a Black author. And I've recommended other boundary books in the past. This one by far is my favorite. It is a phenomenal book. This is not a sponsored post. Nobody asked us to review this particular book. We purchased this book with our own money. I actually purchased multiple copies to give out to my clients. And so, and my mom, I think, did I recommend it to you?
Yeah.
So my mom started reading it first. And then a friend of mine, because I recommended it to her. The reviews were phenomenal. So I've been recommending it to people, but I hadn't listened to it for myself. And so let's hop right in.
The book itself is so powerful. Let me tell you one of the things when I told Patrice, hey, look, this book is the most phenomenal book on boundaries I have heard to date. And the reason for that is we've talked about boundaries before. And you can go back and look at other things that we've talked about. However, this book is similar to Patrice's book, which I call a reference. This is absolutely a guide. It has some of the same categories where she gives you all of this suggested additional information. She gives you the area that asks questions so you can walk through some things that, on your own. But the biggest thing for me was that actually she asks you questions through it, like, is this what you're seeing? Is this what, and how to fix, how to talk about it, how to work through it. And some of the boundary issues and how that impacts every area of your life. And I wanna stump that. Every area of your life, boundaries are connected to it. And how to maneuver going through boundaries with people that you love, people that you work with, in every situation, relationships with. And it was really critical. Patrice.
So she is a therapist, I believe, social worker.
Yeah.
And she posted on Instagram, and I will read the post that she made that went viral that inspired this post. It says, signs that you need boundaries. You feel overwhelmed. You feel resentment toward people for asking for your help. You avoid phone calls and interactions with people you think might ask for something. You make comments about helping people and getting nothing in return. You feel burned out. You frequently daydream about dropping everything and disappearing. You have no time for yourself. And that was, and then she includes some reasons people don't respect your boundaries. And these reasons, please, some of this might hit hard and you kind of have to take a breath and think, yeah, maybe this might be a reason why. And so she lists, you don't take yourself seriously. You don't hold people accountable. You apologize for setting boundaries. You allow too much flexibility. You speak in uncertain terms. You haven't verbalized your boundaries. They're all in your head. And each one of those, like, we could do a whole podcast on each one of those. And so we are not going to be able to cover this book in whole. We are just talking about the highlights and encouraging you to take a look at it. If you have questions or comments, if you take a look at the book and you have, and you want us to follow up on something, please let us know.
Yeah. The other thing is, which is really powerful, is I think I mentioned it before. One of the things I was doing, I have a doctor, right? And I thought he was reading my mind about the pain level I was having, right? But it was an issue. It was my issue. And I did not express the issue that I was having. I did not tell him the problem. Now, that's more than even a boundary. Yeah. It's about communication. But communication is connected to our boundaries.
Yes.
When we don't communicate our boundaries, when we ask for permission to do the things that cause us to stay healthy, that's not healthy. We have to put forth and say, if when you do A, I'm going to do B. I'm just giving you a heads up. When you do A, I'm going to do B. And when they do A, you need to do B, whatever that is.
And I got that from Domestic Blisters here on TikTok. Talked about different, like that there's a request and there's a boundary. A request is saying, please don't yell at me. A boundary is, if you keep yelling, I'm going to leave. And I like how within the book, she really focuses on that this is within your control. Because often we feel, you know, this person is manipulating me. This person is not respecting my boundaries. They're not doing this. They're not doing this. And we don't take a look at our role. So I can't control somebody else's behavior. I can't. And the harder I try to control somebody, the harder I try, like I'm going to make them treat me right. But if they're treating me wrong and I'm not setting boundaries and I'm frustrated, I'm upset, like this relationship is taking a negative toll on me, that I have choices. And I like the fact that she connects boundaries and peace. Yeah.
And there's choices and there's decisions, and choices and decisions are not the same thing. Really powerful statements. Now, one of the things there's several things that she talked about that I really enjoy, but one of the things is what some recommendations on what to do if you find yourself not wanting or being concerned about keeping a boundary, let's say with an overbearing parent or friend or whatever, or every time you come into this relationship or you're around this person, you feel like they sucked all the wind out of you, right? So when you do that, what are some of the things you can do? She gives you that kind of information. Now, it is not all inclusive, and we're not saying that, because you have to do what's right in your life. But going back to what Patrice is saying, is the thing that I have found as a consultant and as a coach, is that people want to look at other people's life and control them instead of controlling themselves. Self-control and self-discipline is directly related to healthy boundaries, both of those.
Yes. And the book we are talking about is Set Boundaries, Find Peace by Nidra, and I might be saying her name wrong, by Nidra Tawab. All right. And if you go to the link, I have a link. I have an Amazon storefront that I'll be setting up. But if you go to the self-help books, it is linked right in my bio and it'll be linked in the description of this video. And I like how she talked about starting small. Mm-hmm. Because if I have had individuals, because often people that have the hardest difficulty setting boundaries are people where boundaries might not have been modeled within your family. Because I know when I was a kid, and I love we're real. So as a kid growing up, my mom, like if I came home and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed with school, she'd probably be like, let me tell you're overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed. Like all you have to do is go to school. Like she, and so our relationship, we've always had pretty decent, we've had good boundaries within our relationship, but as we've gotten older and we have set more boundaries around, it's okay for me to be upset. She might do something that upsets me. I might do something that upsets her. And, because we can't please everyone. We just can't. And some people might legit, like they might be mad that you are setting this boundary, but within a healthy relationship, you can do this.
And take the pressure off of yourself is my recommendation as a tip. Take the pressure off yourself to be in control of somebody's response to your action, to be in control of their emotion. When you put that kind of control, when you put that kind of pressure on yourself, is not healthy.
And you're actually enabling them not learning how to manage themselves. You're not helping. When I try to do it for the person. So as a parent, that's been very, because I have to teach my child. I can co-regulate with my child, but I can't, if my kid falls and skins his knee, I can't take the pain away. I can nurture, I can support, I can encourage, I can hold, but I can't make it not hurt. And so I think being able, knowing that, that there are some situations that this person is not going to like it when I set this boundary. And so sometimes we have to practice in small ways. So I used to be the type of person where if my food was wrong, I would just eat whatever they brought me. I ordered chicken. They brought me shrimp. I guess I'm eating, and I'm not allergic to shrimp. It's not a problem. I would sometimes check the price because now as long as what I ordered wasn't more expensive. Cause one time we did go somewhere and they brought me, I ordered something and it was wrong. And what they brought me was less expensive. And so I was like, excuse me, this is not what I ordered. But there have been times when I have had to, so in small ways, because so with some a waiter at a restaurant, it is their job to get the order correct. But I don't have a relationship with this person. This isn't a friend or anything like that. And so sometimes starting with smaller situations before you try to set that boundary with your best friend or with a parent or something like that, starting small can help. And then once again, remembering that if the person does not take it well, doesn't mean that you did it wrong.
Yeah. And okay, so it talks about boundary violators that disrupt the fabric of a relationship in the macro category. And it talks about enmeshment, which I think is one of the things I think was a great thing for us to discuss.
Yes, Patrice. Let's go.
So let's talk about enmeshment. For what does that look like, and why is it so important in this case talking about boundaries?
Within family therapy or within marriage or couples therapy, so within psychology, we talk about enmeshment. And enmeshment is about blurry boundaries or blurry lines. And so right now, me and my mom, there is a clear, this is where I end, this is where she begins. Enmeshment is this. It's like, wait a minute, where does Patrice end? Where does Johnny begin? And that's where it's like, so, and sometimes parents have done and said things that have been like, make sure that you don't make me mad. What? Yeah. Like, or like people have felt responsible for other people's emotions. And so a boundary that I set with my mom is like, hey, after you travel, I need you to take a COVID test. Like that's just after
just
you travel.
Yeah.
Just, so if she was like, I'm not going to take whatever, like it's Dr. Fauci said, we're out of the, I don't know. Like if she was like, nope, I'm not going to take a COVID test, then it would be like, cause that was, I'm giving you, I'm saying, this is what you can do. You would like for us to get together. This is what you can do. And if she was like, I'm not doing it, then okay. And we're not going to get together.
Yeah. Until past your 10 days, when I know if you had it, it was so good. So the other thing, this is what I do to support that. Number one is anytime I go away.
But let's talk about enmeshment because I think we're good with the example.
So the example for enmeshment. Okay. So let's talk about our lives. So anytime when we're dealing with someone that we care about, it is easy for us to take on the responsibility of their actions, their emotions, and all of that, especially as a child, right? So when our children decide they don't want to be, do, whatever, and they're grown, okay? And they're grown. Sometimes parents pick up the responsibility of them not being, doing, or having a problem or whatever.
I would like to say it starts even when your kids are very young. So I started letting our son pick out his clothes for school about when he was 4 years old. And what it did was it helped. Mornings were becoming like, because I would set out two or three things and it was getting difficult for us to like to get dressed in the morning. And he was at a stage where this could be his decision. And so what I did, and I'll probably add this to my Amazon storefront, I got this little hanging, because in his closet, his clothes were too high. I hate drawers. That's not his problem. I hate putting everyday clothes in drawers because they get wrinkled and I don't iron. Okay. That's what the steam setting on the dryer is for. So, and if Robert E. Blackman hears this, he's going to be like, Patrice, why? But so most of his school clothes are all hanging up. But what I did was I gave him a shelf that was at his level where he could go in and pick, and there were no bad options. So now it's getting cold here in Virginia. So all his shorts are out of his reach, so that if he woke up in the morning and he, you know, like he can't, like there's no bad option. But I think it does start even when your kids are very young, letting them know, because it's his choice what he wears to school.
But let's talk about the power of that, because I know where you got some of that from. Okay, so the reason that that is so powerful is it gives your children a voice. Yes. The reason that is so powerful is, listen to what she said. She said there were no bad choices in the space that she created, a boundary for him to make decisions, to grow, to. And so if he puts on a lavender sock and a blue sock, that's within his boundary. It's okay. And he does. He does. Because I remember one day he was at the house and I said, your socks are matching. He said, yep. Like I said, did you pick them out? He said, absolutely. But this is the deal. I encourage that because what does it do? It gives him pride in his decision. And so this is the deal as a parent, as anybody. When you're looking at a boundary, don't look at a boundary as a negative thing.
There we go.
Look at a boundary as a positive thing. How far can I go? You know, how far can I reach out before I cross into the street or outside of this zone or whatever, right? It doesn't mean that you can't extend your boundaries in the future. It doesn't mean you can do that, because based on who I'm around, my boundaries are different.
Yes.
Can I tell you that?
Yes.
Based on what's going on, my boundaries shift. Based on how well I know you, as we build a relationship, my boundary may be really tighter. And then as I know you more and can trust you, my boundaries may open up. But you don't get the reign in everywhere in my life because we're friends.
Yes.
That doesn't normally work.
And then if somebody crosses a boundary, if somebody crosses my boundary, because let's say somebody shows up to my house unannounced.
And that includes me, y'all.
And so I would be like, oh, you know, we're not prepared for visitors today. Thank you so much for coming by, but please make sure to call before you come next time. Now, if somebody was like, oh, I was just in the area, I just wanted to stop by. That's not, because I have to mentally prepare for visitors. Like that's my thing. People, or, you know, I have people that will sometimes like, okay, we're going to schedule a visit. And because I need some time to be able to make sure that things are clean. Like I want to touch things up and stuff. But I did want to talk about a boundary that I recently set with my 5-year-old. And it was about me. It was not about him. It was about me. So he woke up at 4:55 a.m. And I don't believe time should exist before 6-8. Like why? Why? I love my sleep. Sleep and eating. I am a hangry, like if I'm sleepy, if I'm hungry, I am not the nice, composed Dr. Barry. And so my son woke up and he was playing quietly. And that has happened before. Normally he falls back asleep, but this time he was still awake. And so when I woke up at 7:20, I went to his room and was like, hey, buddy, you know, if you wake up before your clock's the first number 6, I need you to stay in bed. And that's a boundary. But notice I didn't get up at 4:55. Because if I had gotten up and tried to talk to him before at 4:55 a.m., I would have been fresh. I would not have set the boundary in a way that I think he would have heard it. And if nothing else, I think he would have been like, ooh, I can get mommy out of bed. Like, I can see mommy at 4:55 a.m.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love it. Yes, I can do this again. Nope. But that's the power of a boundary. A boundary is for your protection and for your reflection and for your energy. The thing about boundaries are, in the example Patrice just gave, which is real powerful, is she let him be him. She worked on being her.
I went back to sleep.
She knew... You have to know yourself. Remember, we talked about self-control, and I didn't mention the word self-awareness, but a boundaries help us be more self-aware. I mean, I put something on TikTok and I said the coffee, and it was a coffee mug, right? And it says, the coffee is not for me, it's for you. Because you don't really want to deal with me without this cup of coffee, right? But I cannot function without coffee, absolutely. However, it's funny because we have to establish boundaries. We have to get people to respect the boundaries that we establish. And we have to respect our own boundaries.
By enforcing it. So if my child does wake up, so what I did was I communicated it to my partner, because my partner is sometimes up before 6 a.m. So to my partner, I said, hey, if he gets up before 6 a.m., I need you to tell him to get back in bed, because he's already up. Sure. And he would totally do that. But before we established that boundary, there was, and my child, who is hilarious, he was like,
hilarious,
I want to be nocturnal.
She sent me this. I busted out laughing. I said, he's used it in the right text, right? Correct. Everything. He knew exactly what he wanted. I want to be nocturnal. And your response was?
Not until you're after you're 18.
But listen to the power of that. Okay, so let's step back, because I don't want you to miss some of the things she said. She said her and her partner talked about, she gave him instruction, right? It's a boundary that she established. When you're in a relationship with someone, especially as it relates to children, it is very important when both people come together and they establish or confirm or reestablish a boundary if the person steps out of it. Because if they had a boundary that, you know, certain people don't show up at the house, but every time somebody shows up, one of the partners let them in, like, oh, well, you know, then that's going to be, because then now you have an issue in your home. So to eliminate some of that, coming together on boundaries is very important in relationships. Very important, because it establishes and it becomes less confusing for the person that you're establishing the boundary with. Like, now he knows, regardless if it's mommy or daddy, they're going to tell me to get in bed if the number hasn't hit six. But look at the power that he has. After the number hits six, he knows he has more flexibility. And that's the beauty of a boundary.
And we have a training alarm clock where it's a moon.
Oh, yeah.
The moon comes up at 8 p.m. and the sun comes up at 7:20 a.m. Why 7:20? Because that's when it's mommy's time. Don't
get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. That's mommy needs sleep. And sometimes I wake up at 7 a.m. and I'm scrolling TikTok, I'm checking emails. Sometimes my son will come in and just want to but he can't play. So that's our rule. You can come in and lay quietly, but you can't be kicking me in the face. Like you can't. Cause sometimes he's like, I want you to get up. He's like, is it 7:20? The poor kid is going to have like a complex with 7:20. I'm so sorry. That's between him and his future therapist. But boundaries are so important. Yes. And they create safety. I don't think I've said that yet, that boundaries create emotional and physical, they create safety within relationships. Because when there's not a boundary, because that's if I'm not going to let my kid just run up and down the middle of the street at 5. He doesn't understand safety about I'm not going to do that. But I don't have to control him so much that I tell him he has to stay in bed until 7:20. Like, no, like if he wakes up, I thought it was reasonable. 6 a.m., he goes to bed around 8. So, and he wakes up early. So if he wakes up at 6, yeah, you can entertain yourself quietly. That's not a problem, because sometimes we might set a boundary. So if I had a boundary with my mom, before you come over to the house, you have to give me 5 days notice before and I won't let you over at all. Like, that might be a little unreasonable, but to say, before you come, please check it, you know, like. And so what my mom would do, because she lives further away, is she would, you know, probably an hour or a few hours before, hey, I was going to stop by. Is that okay? But I will say this 20 times over. When you ask a question, no should be a potential option. excuse me, because if
powerful.
If no is not a potential option, then you're really making a demand. Like, it's not. So if she says, hey, can I stop by today? And I'm like, oh, like, we have a bunch of stuff. No, today isn't a good day. Maybe next weekend.
And then okay. My response to that, because I respect her, because the other person respects you and the boundary, they'll say, oh, okay. And then let's say I had something that was critical. I get asked differently. Hey, I have something I wanted to drop off. Can I just put it on the porch? I'm going to be in the area driving back from wherever. And can I drop it off?
And if I was home, I would open the door. I'd give her a hug.
But and hand it and be gone. But this is the thing. Boundaries are powerful. And they will allow you to grow relationships and to explore the freedom that you actually have. When we release and we do not establish boundaries, what happens is we end up living in kind of a jungle.
So in the book, she says, if you don't set a boundary, you're living by the other person's boundary.
Which can be a jungle because you don't know what they're thinking. But I like that because they then put their boundary on you. And some people are bound. They don't have boundaries. I mean, they just don't. And so it's not something that's adverse. It's respect. It's not something that you have to apologize for. Remember, we talked about that. You don't have to apologize for establishing a boundary.
So instead of saying, I'm sorry you can't come over today, I would say, thank you so much for wanting to connect. Today isn't a good day. How about we try next week? So instead of saying, I'm so sorry, like today isn't, and then I'm feeling bad, like, oh my gosh, like, no. And so I recently had to reschedule plans with a friend. And so I might have apologized because sometimes that's something I'm working on for myself. I am a recovering people pleaser. But it was like, hey, something came up. I can't make it. Let's reschedule.
And that's powerful. Because putting you first is not selfish, it's selfless. Because when you pour into yourself, and this is connected to a boundary, don't forget that self-care is part of what you want in your area or your sphere of influence as it relates to your boundary. Patrice?
And I was just going to say, related to that, that when you don't set boundaries, that is when you're going to have increased stress, you're going to feel overwhelmed, you're going to burn out, and you're going to want to just run away. And as a mom, so you need boundaries in parenting, you need boundaries at work, you need boundaries in your relationships, friendships, romantic, everything, boundaries within family, like you just need. And I feel like this book does a good job covering everything. Because normally, sometimes people are better at setting, but normally when people aren't setting boundaries at home, they normally don't have boundaries at work and they don't have boundaries. And so I think being able to say and set those appropriate boundaries and knowing that people can't read my mind. And it's not on the other person. So if somebody shows up to my house unannounced, I wouldn't be mad at them. We had never talked about it. Now, if I tell you, hey, if you're going to come over, just make sure to call first. And you don't, then I'm going to set my boundary. But I'm still not going to be mad or upset because I don't have to be mad or upset because I set my boundary. So it kind of takes the emotional charge out of the situation because often we are thinking about we're making judgments about the other person where how could you, I don't know. Like sometimes we put all this stuff on other people. When people test children.
Oh my gosh. And adults.
Test boundaries. Okay. So my mom brought me this beautiful shirt today. I had on a whole other outfit this morning.
But then it looked cute. It matches her hair color and everything.
She brought it. I saw it. I put it on my body immediately.
Because it's clean. But let me say something about that. I could have brought the same shirt. This anytime, and I think we mentioned it several times. Anytime I bring something for Patrice or for Langston or for anybody that I care about, I give them the right to accept it or say, no, thank you. Now, if I mail it to them, what I normally tell them is, hey, if you don't like it, find somebody else you can, you know, bless or whatever, right? Because I'm not going to, you know, unless you're going to mail it back, why pay the cost? But she put this on. And so it did my heart good because I kept on looking at it today and I thought, this would be so cute on her. It would just be so amazingly cute. I didn't, and it surprised me that she took immediately. Now, what she had on was cute too. But this
is so cute.
It's so cute. It's just so. I mean, really.
And so like she brought me, so she went to Africa recently and she brought me back some jewelry. And so like it just, the whole outfit went together. And, but if she, let's say she brought it and she was hoping I wouldn't like it and she really wanted it for herself, she should know me well enough that like, cause if I like it, I'm taking it immediately. She's never going to have the option to have it. I might let her borrow it, but.
And then she has this other thing that she does. She says, okay, I really like it and it really belongs to me, but I'm gonna put it in your closet. Cause you have so several closets, right? So, and I love that too, because what she does is she loves coming into my closet, getting stuff that already kind of, you know,
I like to borrow stuff. She likes to borrow it.
And it's wonderful to be able to do that. But let me just talk about this. If there was something in my closet that was hands off to borrow.
So like your mother's mink coat. No, that's not something that I could have at this point.
At this point, right. At this point. She gave me for the other ones.
And she gave me,
you know, and I gave her, I gave her mink coat. But anyway, but that's, you know, that's probably way too much. Anyway, but this is the deal. And for all the, I'm not going to even go there. This is the deal. It's important that you establish what causes you to emotionally, physically, financially. You need boundaries and money.
Yes.
Do you understand that? Financial boundaries can get you in a world of trouble because then you feel like you have to provide or have to give to this other person because you have not established a boundary. I remember there was a season in my life that I was the bank for my entire family. I had it like that, y'all. Something changed.
But they weren't abusive. No. But you weren't able to build your savings, I think, because you had it to give, but I think it did impact you still.
Well, what happened is I changed the job. I was going to go work for a nonprofit. So my income was dropping dramatically. Anyway, but the deal was I announced to everybody, the bank is closed. The bank is closed. We're not doing it. So when somebody came and asked for the bank, I said, told you, the bank was closed. So what I'm telling you in your life is if you're doing something and you're saying, I need to get out of debt, I'm saying personally, or I need to build wealth or whatever your decision is as it relates to financial, then just announce, you know, if you know you have people that normally come to you and ask you for stuff, then let them know, hey, you know, I can't, this is not what's going to happen because there's some other things that I have that I need to take care of. So when they do it, you may feel a tinge of, responsibility. I don't know, whatever you feel. Don't embrace that and do not do it. If it's life or death or something, but you determine what life and death is. Because some people, I said, what's an emergency? Emergency is a sale.
Or sometimes people use your money, but then they might.
And then I'm mad.
And honestly, setting that boundary, let other people adjust their life in a way to where they weren't looking to you to fill that anymore.
Yeah. And actually, to be honest with you, it became helpful. It became very healthy. It became healthier for me and healthier for them because then they start rearranging some things. Now, they didn't abuse me. Don't get it wrong. They didn't abuse me. That wasn't the thing. I decided that was something that I really enjoyed doing. There was something in there. I hadn't been to counseling yet, but I've been, anyway. But the deal was, look at every area of your life. This is my point. Look at every area of your life and see where you need to establish a boundary. And Patrice has a workbook, which is amazing, that's connected to the book.
By the same author.
And
if you're only gonna do one, I would do the book. If you're only gonna do one, I would go with the book. Yeah. If you really love the book and you need a little bit more, then maybe check out the workbook.
And then for the people who really are not the, you really don't read as frequently.
It's on audiobook.
Then do the audiobook.
I did the audiobook.
Listen to me.
And it's read by the author.
Which is amazing.
And her voice is phenomenal. Because sometimes the voice matters. So if you are listening to things on Audible, I always play the sample to see if I can. Because there have been some audiobooks.
I can't do.
I can't. The author, the narrator, I can't get into it. And so it is available on Audible as well.
So start there if that's where you need to start. But more than anything, invest in this for you. I'm telling you, when it says find peace, that is not an underestimation. When you find, I'm telling you, as many times as we've trained boundaries, I started doing this book and my world exploded because I thought I really had great boundaries and I started looking differently. I started asking myself questions and I can tell you that peace is at levels. I thought I had my greatest level of peace. I thought it was okay. But now I'm telling you, even something as simple as yesterday, somebody was doing something and I'm allergic to chocolate. So that's all they had was chocolate cake. And I said, well, you know, no, that'd be a no. So this is what I asked. I waited till the waiter came over. I said, hey, I said, do you mind? I said, do y'all have fruit in the back? I said, I'm allergic to chocolate cake. Do you have fruit? I said, if you don't, it's okay. Now, most people would say that's not a boundary. Yes, it is. Because what I wanted something and I am teaching myself to ask for what I desire to happen. Now, their response could be no. And I expect a no. If it's a no comes, it's okay. But ask for what you want in your life. Align it to your vision, your purpose, and your goals. And establish your boundaries in accordance with that.
All right. So one last time, the book is Set Boundaries, Find Peace. We receive nothing for mentioning it. If you click the link in my bio on TikTok or anywhere else, or if you click the link here, I have an Amazon storefront. I'm going to be adding things to it, but there is a self-help list. And I have my book, I have this book, and Brené Brown's book so far. And I'm going, because I just opened the storefront today. So I'm going to be playing with it over the next few days and setting some things up. Especially some of my favorite things for like my office. And so if you see things that you've liked, make sure to check that out. But we are so thankful to be able to have this conversation, to be able to set boundaries. We'll have to talk. I think next week we should continue part two of what do you do when people say you're mean, or how do you handle it for the people that don't take the boundaries well?
That's good.
I think we'll do that next time.
And don't forget that y'all can put questions and stuff down there. Be engaging because we're here to serve y'all and we appreciate the questions and the comments.
And thank you so much to Chanel for joining us live and to everybody over on TikTok. We will see you next week.